We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in Masechet Ta'anit. We begin the fourth perek. We are on the Kavvav Amud Aleph. This limud should be Le'ilui Nishmat Baruch ben Shlomo, Shlomo ben Reuven, Shulika bat Chana Esther bat Ladisya and Simcha bat Ladisya. The Mishnah says, quite a long Mishnah, it's going to take us till the middle of Amud Bet. Bishlosha perakim bashana Kohanim nosim et kapehem arba pe'amim bayom. Three times in the year, the Kohanim do nesiut kapaim, berkat Kohanim, four times in a single day. Beshachrit, bemusaf, bemincha, ubine'ilat she'arim. Ne'ila, as we know from Yom Kippur. When are these three times in the year, in which we have four Birkot Kohanim in the day, Beta'aniyot ubima'amadot ubiyom ha-kippurim, during the Ta'aniyot Tzibur, and during the Ma'amadot, as we're going to talk about in this perek, is when we have from Yisraelim, members who come to represent the watch, who watch the Avodat HaKohanim, Avodat Beit HaMikdash, and they come to Yerushalayim, to the Beit HaMikdash, and there is special reading of Torah for that week, as will be explained. So there is also Birkat Kohanim each day, four times a day during that week of Ma'amadot, and of course, on Yom HaKippurim. The Mishnah explains, Elu hen Ma'amadot. The following is the Ma'amadot. As Rashi explains, Hamit'anim mitpalelim be'arehem, sheitkabel beratzon korban achehem. That there are people who are appointed for that week to fast and to pray in their cities so that the korbanot of their brothers in the Beit HaMikdash will be accepted. So the Mishnah explains, Lefi she'ne'emar tzavet b'nei Yisrael et korbani lachmi. It says in the Pasuk, you should command Bnei Israel to bring my korbanot. V'chi he'ach korbano shel adam karev v'hu eno omed al gabav. How could a person bring a korban and he's not standing next to it? Which means, Am Israel has the chiyuv to bring the korban hatamid every day. As it says, Tzavet Bnei Israel et korbani lachmi le'ishai. And that's talking about the korban hatamid. So the question is, how do you not have all of Am Yisrael standing by the Korban? Is there such a thing that a person can bring a Korban without being present? So therefore, we have the institution of the Ma'amadot as follows. Hitkinu Nevi'im HaRishonim. The early Nevi'im instituted, being that it's impossible for the entire nation to be present in the Beit HaMikdash by the Korban HaTamid. So the early Nevi'im, in the time of Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech, they were mitaken 24 mishmarot. They instituted a way of dividing the Kohanim into 24 mishmarot, watches. Each mishmara serves 1 week, twice per year. Al kol mishmar u'mishmar, and for each and every mishmar of the Kohanim, Haya ma'amad b'Yerushalayim, there was a corresponding ma'amad, watch, made up of shel kohanim, shel levi'im, v'shel Yisraelim. It would be together a combination of kohanim, levi'im, and Yisrael, and they would stand by the korbanot of the korban ha'tamid to represent the entire community. So just like you had 24 mishmarot kehuna, you had 24 mishmarot of the ma'amadot. Higi azman ha-mishmar la'alot, when the time arrived for the people of a certain mishmar of kehuna to come up to the Beit HaMikdash, kohanim ulevi'im olim l'Yerushalayim. The kohanim and levi'im of that mishmara would go up to Yerushalayim. Ve'Yisrael she'be'oto mishmar mitkanesim le'arehem. And the Israelim who were assigned to that particular mishmara of that week, so some of them went to Yerushalayim, but many of them would stay in their city, and they would assemble in their city. They would gather, v'koreim ma'ase bereshit, and they would read the Torah from Parashat Bereshit. V'anshei ha-ma'amad hayu mit'anim 4 yamim b'shavua miyom sheni v'ad yom ha-chamishi. And the people of the ma'amad, who represented the entire community that week, they would fast 4 days out of that week, from Monday until Thursday. V'lo hayu mit'anim erev Shabbat mipenei kevod ha-shabbat. On Friday they wouldn't fast because of the honor of Shabbat. It's not kavod to Shabbat to come into Shabbat from a state of fasting. Ve'lo be'echad be'Shabbat, and also they would not fast on Sunday, kede shelo yetzu mimenucha ve'oneg li'gi'a ve'ta'anit ve'yamutu, so as not to go straight from Shabbat, which is a day of rest and delight, immediately into a day of yegi'a, of exerting themselves and fasting, and that's that puts them in risk of dying. It's not good for the health to make such an abrupt change. Okay, now which parts of the Torah would the Ma'amadot read on each day of that week? Bayom HaRishon, they would read Bereshit, from the Pasuk of Bereshit Bara Elokim, and Vihirakia. Basheni, they would read Yehirakia V'Yikavu HaMayim. Bashelishi, they would read the Pasuk of Yikavu HaMayim V'Yihi Me'orot. Barevi'i, they would go back, Yehi Me'orot V'Yishretzu HaMayim. Bachamishi, they would read Yishretzu HaMayim V'Totze HaAretz. Bashishi, they would read Totze HaAretz and Vaychulu HaShamayim. So throughout the entire week, they read in the Torah the Ma'aseh Bereshit. Parasha Gedola, Korin Ota Bishnaim. If you have a long part, which has 6 psukim or more, is read by 2 people, which means 2 aliyot. Ve'aketana biyachid, a short part, a short passage, is read by 1 person, because you cannot have an aliyah less than 3 psukim, as we know. The Gemara will discuss all of this. Beshachrit u'bemusaf, meaning this reading of the Torah would take place in Shachrit and in Musaf. U'bemincha nichnasim ve'korim al pihem. In mincha time, they would come into the Bet Knesset and they would read the parasha of that day by heart. Kekorim et Shema, just like one recites Shema every day. Erev Shabbat b'mincha lo ayu nichnasim. On Friday, in the afternoon, in mincha, they would not come into the Bet Knesset for those special readings. Mipene kevod ha-shabbat, out of kavod for the Shabbat. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel. Now the Mishnah says a rule. On any day that we have Halel, such as, let's say, Chanukah, en ma'amad b'shachrit. There's no reading of the Torah of the ma'amad in Shachrit. Korban Musaf, let's say on a day that not only has Halel, but has Musaf, such as, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh. En b'ne'ilah. They would not read from the Torah by Ne'ilah. Korban etzim en b'mincha, when on a day where there would be a korban of bringing wood to the Beit HaMikdash, as is going to be explained soon, so then there would not be any ma'amad in mincha time. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo ben Azai, so ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, kach haya Rabbi Yoshua shone. The following is how Rabbi Yoshua would teach the halacha. Korban Musaf, on a day where there is Korban Musaf, en ben mincha, there is no ma'amad in mincha. Korban etzim, en bane'ila, on a day where there was a korban of wood, then there was no ma'amad in ne'ila. Chazar Rabbi Akiva liyot shone keven azai. And Rabbi Akiva took back his words, and he began to teach in accordance with the opinion of ben azai. Now, what is this korban etzim? Zeman atze kohanim veha'am tish'a. The times of bringing the wood to the Beit HaMikdash of the kohanim and of the people were 9 such days. Now this was done by specific families, certain families. They would volunteer to bring wood, to sponsor the wood for the korbanot and in the Beit HaMikdash, and that day that they would bring the wood would be a private Yom Tov for that family. And so there were nine such days and families throughout the year. And the Mishnah says they are as follows. Be'echad ben Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, b'nei Arach ben Yehuda, the family of Arach ben Yehuda. That's the first one. Be'esrim betamuz, b'nei David ben Yehuda. That's on the 20th of Tammuz. B'chamisha be'av, on the 5th of Av, b'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. B'shiv'a bo, on the 7th of Av, b'nei Yonadav ben Rechav. The family of Yonadav ben Rechav. These are all names of people who lived in the time of the Tanakh, way back. So they had a tradition in their family from generation to generation to bring the Korban Etzim, the offering of the wood. Ba'asara bo, on the 10th of Av, b'nei Sena'a ben Binyamin, the descendants of San'a ben Binyamin. B'chamisha asar bo, on the 15th of Av, b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, the family of Zatu ben Yehuda. Ve'imahem kohanim ulviyim. Now this group of Zatu ben Yehuda, they had included with them kohanim and leviim, who would also bring with them the wood. V'chol mi sheta'a b'shifto, also included with them, with this last family, would come anyone who made a mistake, meaning they in regards to their shevet, meaning they didn't know which shevet exactly did they come from. Ubene gonve eli ubene kotze ketziot, and also the families, the descendants of gonve eli, of those who were gonev, who stole, who deceived the authorities with the Eli. Eli is a pestle with which we used to grind garlic. We'll see all this explained. And the Bene Kotze Ketziot, and the descendants of those who put together dried figs. All this will be explained, all these groups will be explained in the Gemara. The Gemara continues the list of families. Be'esrimbo, on the 20th, of Av, b'nei Pachat Moav ben Yehuda, the family of Pachat Moav, the son of Yehuda. Be'esrim be'elul, on the 20th of Elul, b'nei Adin ben Yehuda. Be'echad be'tevet, on the 1st of Tevet, Shavu b'nei Parosh Sheniya, which means that now on the 1st of Tevet, the descendants of Parosh ben Yehuda would come back for the second time to bring their wood. And that's the list of the families of those who brought, and the rotation of how they brought the wood to the Beit HaMikdash throughout the year. Be'echad be'tevet lo haya bo ma'amad, on the 1st of Tevet there was no ma'amad, she'haya bo halel ve'korban musaf ve'korban etzim. Because on the 1st of Tevet it had three occasions, it had three things. It had halel, because it's Chanukah. The Korban Musaf, it had the Korban Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it had the Korban Etzim because of the family of Parosh ben Yehuda. And as we said before, in such a case, there would be no Ma'amad, not in the morning and not in the evening. So that's the first day of Tevet, quite a special day in our history. The Mishnah continues now. Chamisha Devarim Eru Et Avotenu B'Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, discussing the Ta'aniyot. Five things happened to our forefathers on the 17th of Tammuz, v'chamisha b'tisha be'av, and five things happened on Tisha be'av. B'shiva asar b'tammuz, what are the five calamities that happened on the 5th of Tammuz? Nishtaberu haluchot, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchot when he was coming down from the mountain and he saw the chet ha'egel. U'batal ha'tamid, also the korban ha'tamid was cancelled by the Roman authorities in the time of Bayit Sheni, right before the Chorban. Vehuvke'a ha'ir, and the walls of the city of Yerushalayim were breached by the Roman army on the 17th of Tammuz. V'saraf apostemos et ha'Torah, and the general apostemos publicly burnt the Torah. V'he'emit tzelem b'yechal, and Menashe HaMelech placed an idol in the Hechal, in the Beit HaMikdash. These are the five things for which we fast on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. בתשעה באב, on Tisha B'Av nigzar al avotenu shelo yikansu la'aretz. That's when the gezera, the decree was made upon our ancestors in the time of Dor HaMidbar that they should not enter Eretz Yisrael by the story of the Meraglim. V'charav ha-bayit barishona u'bashniya. And Chorban ha-bayit, the first Bet HaMikdash and the second Bet HaMikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. V'nilkeda betar, and the city of Betar was conquered, was captured, v'nechresha ha'ir, and also on Tisha B'Av, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed up as a sign that it was never going to be built. That happened at the hands of the Romans, nechresha ha'ir. So those are the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av, for which we are mit'abel. Mishenichnas av, mema'atim besimcha, the Mishnah says. Once the month of Av enters, we decrease in acts of simcha. Shabbat shechal tish'a be'av liyot betocha. Now even more, during the week, Shabbat here means week, the week, shavua shechal bo, the week in which tish'a be'av falls, asur milesaper u'milechabes, we are not allowed to take a haircut or to do our laundry. U'bachamishim mutarim mipenei kevod ha'Shabbat. However, on Thursday, we are allowed because of kavod for Shabbat. Erev Tisha B'Av, right before the fast, on Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal adam shene tavshilim. A person should not eat two cooked dishes in one meal. And also, lo yochal basar velo yishte yayin. We shouldn't either eat meat or nor drink wine. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, yeshane. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, one has to also change and decrease the amount that he eats. That's yeshane. The Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'chfiyat hamita. Rabbi Yehuda would obligate to turn over the bed and sleep on the floor, just like the din of an avel. However, and of course we're talking about Tisha B'Av, ve'lo hodu lo chachamim, but the chachamim did not agree with him. The Mishnah continues and says, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Here we conclude the discussion of the month of Av. And really we're concluding the Mishnayot of Masechet Ta'anit on a positive note. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo hayu yamim tovim leYisrael kechamisha asar be'av ukiyom ha-kippurim. There were no days as joyous for the Jewish people as the 15th of Av and Yom HaKippurim, shebahem benot Yerushalayim yotzot b'chle lavan she'ulim. On those 2 days, the daughters of Yerushalayim would go outside with white clothing, she'ulim, that they borrowed from each other, shelo levayesh et mi she'en lo. They were borrowed so as not to embarrass one who does not have her own white garments. And kol hakelim te'unim tevila. And all the garments that the women borrowed from each other would require tevila, immersion in a mikveh, because maybe the one who wore it before was teme'a, was tameh, and therefore they would put it in the mikveh. This is, of course, noheg in those days where they were keeping the halachot of tum'ah v'tahara. And what would happen on these 2 days? Ubenot Yerushalayim yotzot vecholot bakramim. The daughters of Yerushalayim would go out and dance in the vineyards. Uma hayu omrot, what would they say? Bachur, young man, sana enecha ur'e ma'ata borer lach. Ma'ata borer lecha, lift up your eyes and see carefully what you are choosing for yourself as a wife. It would be a day of shiduchim. Al titen enecha benoi, ten enecha v'mishpacha. They would say, don't just focus on beauty. Put your eyes towards a mishpacha, a good family. As the pasuk says, sheker achen vehevel ayofi isha yirat Hashem hi titalal. Chen, grace, and yofi, beauty, is deceitful, is vain. What is the real praise of a woman is Yirat Shamayim, if she fears Hashem. Ve'omer, and it states in the Pasuk also, Tenu la miperi yadeha, give her from the fruits of her hands, V'halelua b'she'arim ma'aseha, and let her works praise her in the she'arim, in the gates. V'chen u'omer, and it says in Shir Ashirim, Tse'ena u'ena benot Zion b'melech Shelomo. Go out, daughters of Zion, and gaze upon the King Shlomo. Ba'atara she'itera lo imo. Look at the crown that his mother crowned him with, biyom chatunato, biyom simchat libo, on the day of his wedding, on the day of the joy of his heart. And the Mishnah explains, biyom chatunato ze matan Torah. The day of his wedding refers to the day we receive the Torah. Ubiyom simchat libo, the day of the joy of his heart, ze binyan bet hamikdash, that's the day when the bet hamikdash was built, sheibane bimhera biyamenu, may it be rebuilt speedily in our days. Amen. So this is really the conclusion of the Mishnayot of Ta'anit. Now, let's begin the Gemara on the Mishnah of this Perek. So it mentioned in the beginning in the Mishnah, Bishlosha Perakim Bashana Kohanim Nosim et Kapehem. It's three times in the year the Kohanim do Birkat Kohanim, four times in a day. During the Ta'aniyot Tzibur, during the Ma'amadot, and during Yom Kippur. So the Gemara asks, Ta'aniyot u'ma'amadot mi'ika musaf? How do you say that on the Ta'aniyot and Ma'amadot, they do Birkat Kohanim four times? That means there is musaf, because the four times, right, are Shachrit, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. How is that possible? Is there Musaf on a Ta'anit Tzibu? Or during the week of the Ma'amadot? Yom Kippurim, yes. But what about those two? So the Gemara says, Chasore mechsera vehachi katane. The Mishnah is missing words. It's incomplete. And this is how you should read it. Bishlosha perakim kohanim nosim et kapehem kol zman shemitpalelim. Three times a year, the kohanim do Nesiut Kapayim in every tefillah of the day. That's what it means. Yesh mehem arba'a pe'amim bayom. And some of them, it could be at one time of those three times, it could be four times a day. Shachrit u'musaf mincha u'ne'ilat she'arim. Ve'eluhen shelosha perakim. And when are those three times a year? Ta'aniyot u'ma'amadot ve'yom ha'kippurim. So, Ta'aniyot u'ma'amadot really only have three tefillot in the day, right? There is no musaf, but in three times of the day, in the Shachrit, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, there would be Birkat Kohanim. In Yom HaKippurim, it would be four times. It would be Shachrit, and Musaf, and Mincha, and Ne'ilah. Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Zo Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabba Bar Avuha that this is according to the teaching of Rabbi Meir. Aval chachamim omrim, but chachamim say, Shachrit u'musaf yesh bahem nesiat kapayim, mincha ve'ne'ila en bahem nesiat kapayim. Chachamim say, in Shachrit and Musaf there is Birkat Kohanim, whereas by mincha and ne'ila there is no Birkat Kohanim. And the Gemara says, Man Chachamim, who are we referring to when we say the Chachamim, who are in argument with Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Udahi. The Chachamim is Rabbi Udah. Detanya, as we learned in a Braita. Shachrit u'musaf u'mincha v'ne'ila kulam yesh bahem nesiat kapayim, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's according to Rabbi Meir, that in each one of those tefillot there is Birkat Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachrit u'musaf, yesh bahem nesiat kapayim, mincha u'ne'ila, en bahem nesiat kapayim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, that's a third opinion, ne'ila yesh ba nesiat kapayim, mincha en ba nesiat kapayim. That's like what we do on Yom Kippur. Ne'ila, there is Birkat Kohanim, by mincha there is no Birkat Kohanim. Now the Gemara, so that's the end of the Braita that brings us to three shitot. Bemai kamifligi. Now the Gemara wants to explain what's the reason for this machloket. What's the svara of each one? So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Meir savar. Rabbi Meir holds. Kol yoma ta'amamai la parse kahanedai hu bemincha. Every day, a regular day of the year, what's the reason there's no Nesiat Kapayim, there's no Birkat Kohanim in Mincha Mishum Shechut? It's due to possible drunkenness. People sometimes become drunk during their lunch, especially in the olden days where drinking wine was very common during the meal. And therefore, as you know, a Kohen cannot be intoxicated with wine and do Birkat Kohanim. So therefore, by Mincha, there is no Birkat Kohanim every day. But Haidana, but on this day, meaning we're referring to the fast day, Leka Shechut, there's no concern about the Kohen becoming drunk because it's a fast day. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Meir says, there is Nesiat Kapaim during Mincha in the Ta'anit. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, he holds, Shachrit u'musaf dechol yoma lo shchiach shichut lo gazru behu rabanan. Shachrit and musaf, there is Birkat Kohanim. Why? Because every day, since it's not common for drunkenness to be at the time of Shachrit and Musaf, so therefore they weren't gozer to remove the Birkat Kohanim by the day of Ta'anit as well. Mincha ne'ila de kol yoma shchicha shichut, but mincha ne'ila, where normally there is an issue of shichut in the afternoon, so therefore gazru behu rabanan. Even on a day of a Ta'anit, although yes, it's true, nobody ate, and therefore there's no reason to be worrying about drunkenness, but it's a gezerah of rabanan, not to make any difference, because if you allow it on a Ta'anit, you might come to do it during the regular times as well. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Rabbi Yossi holds, mincha de'ita bechol yoma gazru barabanan. When do rabanan make a gezerah? That's regarding a tefillah that is for every day. So mincha being that it is frequent, it's every day, so that's when Chachamim made the gezerah of not having nesiut kapayim, not by mincha of a regular day, and not even by a ta'anit. That's the gezerah. Ne'ila deleta b'chol yom, and ne'ila is not every day. Ne'ila is only on Yom Kippur, and also by these ta'aniot. So lo gazru barabanan, therefore rabanan, we're not gozer not to say nesiut kapayim by ne'ila, and that's why Rabbi Yossi holds that there is nesiat kapayim by ne'ila as opposed to mincha. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, halacha ke Rabbi Meir. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that there's nesiat kapayim in all four. Rabbi Yochanan Amar nahagu ha'am ke Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yochanan, he said the halacha a different way. He didn't say halacha ke Rabbi Meir. He said nahagu ha'am ke Rabbi Meir. The people are noheg, they act according to Rabbi Meir. Ve'rava amar, a third shita here, Rava said, minhag ke Rabbi Meir. The minhag, the custom, is according to Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara is going to explain what is the difference between the three different ways that we just heard the halakha. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, halacha ke Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan said, nahagu ha'am, the people acted like Rabbi Meir. And Rava says, minhag, the custom is ke Rabbi Meir. What's the difference between all of them? Man de'amar halacha ke Rabbi Meir. So Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, who said straight, halacha is like Rabbi Meir, darshinan la bepirka, which means this is a halacha that you can teach in the public shiurim to everyone. Man de'amar minhag, the one who said, Rava, who said, Minha ke Rabbi Meir, Midrash la darshinan, we don't say it publicly in the public shiurim, but Oruye morinan. But if someone comes to ask for the halacha, we tell him, yes, that you go like Rabbi Meir. Umanda amar nahagu, Rabbi Yochanan, who used the term, nahagu ha'am ke Rabbi Meir, Oruye lo morinan. He goes even further. He holds, if someone would come to ask the halacha, we would not tell him to go like Rabbi Meir. It's just that ve'i avid, avid. If he did so, if he followed like Rabbi Meir, then okay, he did it. Ve'lo mehadrinan le, we don't ask him to go back. We don't ask him to change what he did. Ve'rav Nachman, and now we learn a fourth shita, amar halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. He says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, who says that Shachrit, Musaf, and Ne'ila, there is Birkat Kohanim, but not by Mincha, ve'halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. And the halacha, as we know from Yom Kippur, that is what we follow. The halacha is like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, ve'ha'idana mai ta'ama parse kahane yadayhu be'minchata de ta'anita. Meaning, now that you tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, So what's the reason that the Kohanim do Nesiut Kapayim in Mincha of a Ta'anit? If we're going like Rabbi Yossi, then why by Ta'aniyot do we see that there is Nesiat Kapayim by Mincha? So the Gemara answers, Kevan de besamuch lishkiat hachama kaparse. Since when they are doing Nesiat Kapayim by Mincha of a regular Ta'anit, not on Yom Kippur, they're doing it right next to, right before Shkiat HaChama, right before sunset. So then, Kitfilat Ne'ila Damya. Then it's more similar to the Tfilah of Ne'ila of Yom Kippur, where we do Nesiat Kapayim, and therefore the Mincha of the day of Ta'anit Tzibur is somewhat likened to Ne'ila, and that's why the Minhag is to do Nesiat Kapayim. Now the Gemara says, we see that everybody agrees on something, and that is that a shikor, a drunk kohen, is not allowed to do nesiat kapayim. So the Gemara is now going to ask, how do we know that? Dekule alma mihat, we see, in any event, we see that everyone agrees, whether it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, that a shikor asur benesiat kapayim. A drunk kohen is not allowed to do nesiat kapayim, birkat kohanim. Menahani mili. From where do we know this? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Bar Kapara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said in the name of Bar Kapara the Tana, Lama nismecha parashat kohen mevarech leparashat nazir? Why is it that we see in parashat naso that the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim is right after, follows immediately the parasha of nazir? Why are those two juxtaposed? Lomar, this teaches us, manazir asur b'yayin, av kohen mevarech asur b'yayin. Just like the nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so to the kohen who does birkat kohanim is not allowed to be intoxicated with wine. Matkif la'avua de Rabbi Zera. So the father of Rabbi Zera asks a question on this reasoning. Ve'amrila Oshaya bar Zavda, and some say it was Oshaya bar Zavda who asked the question. Ima nazir asur b'charzan, av kohen mevarech asur b'charzan. If you're comparing the kohen to the nazir, then maybe you'll tell me that just like a nazir is not allowed to have charzan, not meaning the grape pits, the pits of the grape, that's charzan, he's also not allowed to have, the nazir, not just to drink wine. So are you going to tell me now that the kohen, birkat kohanim, he's also not allowed to have grape pits beforehand? We know that this is certainly not the halakha. So this comparison that you made to nazir is a bit problematic. So therefore, we're back to the question, how do we know, what's the makor, that a nazir who drinks wine is not allowed, that a kohen who is intoxicated with wine cannot do birkat kohanim? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, Leshareto ulvarech bishmo. Regarding the kohen, it says, Leshareto, he serves Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash, ulevarech bishmo, and to bless the people in the name of Hashem. Ma mesharet mutar becharzan, af kohen mevarech mutar becharzan. Just like the kohen who was mesharet, who was serving in the Beit HaMikdash, was allowed to have charzan, grape pits, so to the kohen who is mevarech bishmo, who is doing berkat kohanim, is allowed to have the grape pits. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that, yes, we do still hold by the juxtaposition that just like a nazir is asur b'yayin, so to a kohen mevarech is asur b'yayin, just that if you ask, so what about charzan? That we have another pasuk that tells us that a kohen is allowed to have chatzan because of the pasuk lesharetu ulvarech bishmo. Just like a kohen mesharet in the Beit HaMikdash is allowed to have chatzan, so too the kohen who does birkat kohanim is allowed. So the Gemara asks on the top of Kavzayin Amud Alef, ima mesharet ba'almum lo af kohen mevarech ba'almum lo. So maybe if you're comparing the kohen who does birkat kohanim to the mesharet, to the kohen who did the service in the Beit HaMikdash, so make the comparison also, just like a mesharet, a kohen who does the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash cannot be a baal mum, he cannot have a physical blemish, so too are you going to tell me that the kohen who does birkat kohanim cannot be blemished? So the Gemara immediately rejects that by saying, lo, ha'itkash le nazir. Of course, the Kohen, who is Mevarech, it's okay if he's blemished. Why? Because he is Hukash, he is juxtaposed to the Nazir. Birkat Kohanim is close to the Parsha of Nazir, and just like a Nazir, he's not affected by being a Balmum. If he has a blemish, that's okay. So too, the Kohen Mevarech. But the Gemara asks, Umay Chazit Demakasht Lekula? So the question is, if you're comparing it to the Nazir, why are you comparing the Kohen Mevarech to the Nazir only as a leniency, only lekula, which means to allow him to be blemished? Why don't you say akish lechumra? Why don't you make the hekesh lechumra? Meaning that just like the nazir is asur becharzan, grape pits, so to the kohen mevarech should not have charzan. Why are you using the juxtaposition of nazir to birkat kohanim only for the leniency of telling me that ba'almum is okay? Why don't you use it for the chumrah and tell me that he's asur b'chaltzan? Answers the Gemara, asmachta ninhu miderabanan ulekula. These sources, these proofs that we are bringing, is only asmachta. It's only as a support for the halachot that are really midrabanan, which means it is all dinim midrabanan. This that the kohen who's doing birkat kohanim cannot drink wine, that's midrabanan. This that he's mutar becharzan is midrabanan. This that he can be a balmum is also midrabanan. And the psukim that we brought to show, one from the juxtaposition to Nazir, and one from the Hekesh to Lesharito Ulvarich Bishmo, this is just asmachta. This is just to bring support for the halacha. And therefore, lekula. Therefore, we go on the side of leniency, since it's midrabanan. We go on the side of kula. We'll stop here for today.